Last Call by Geraldine McCaughrean.
There must have been a time when I could have done different. There must have been a time to turn back when I didn't. When I shoved on and on. Ice. It's not just an accident. You don't get wrapped up by accident. You got to put yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's my fault. It's got to be. It's nobody else's. But I can't seem to put my finger on it. Can't seem to bend my mind to... Too cold, I expect. A word at the right time, that's all it would have taken. Don't let's go on this one, or let's go home now, steer due south. We didn't have to be clapped up in ice. There's a whole fat belly in the planet where they've never seen the stuff. They couldn't imagine it even. Like I can't imagine warmth. Heat. Sweating. God forgive me. Well, why don't I call them up? Why aren't they cursing me already? What are you sitting there thinking, Sparks? Well, you shouldn't be making it a mayday. Why aren't I screaming for the ice chisels? I think I'm struck dumb. They say cold makes you slow-witted. That's not that, though, is it? It's sheer bloody cowardice. They frighten me more than the other. I'd leave them below decks if I could. I wish we'd gone over in the storm. I wish we had. Sooner than this. It'll go on such a time. A lifetime. Yeah, Dave, you could say that. A lifetime.
Kingston Fury, Kingston Fury. This is Portishead Radio. What's your weather situation now, over?
Hello, Portishead. This is Kingston Fury. Wind slackened just in last hour. It's dropped right down to 2, gusting 3. Fog instead, would you believe? We've run into fog, over.
Received, Kingston Fury. I gather your storm's just arriving over Cromarty. They've got a Shetlander in difficulties off Buchan, and AC can't get anything out to him. Have you sustained storm damage, Kingston Fury? Over.
Well, we took a great lump of sea on Wheelhouse Roof. Knocked it a bit off true, but no, nothing much.
Give it here, Sparks.
He said negative. No damage, just the ice. I'm icing worse by the minute.
Understood. Kingston Fury, any change to your last reported position or course?
How many more times? It's the same it's been for 36 hours. Due north. I was making no headway till now, and now I can't help but carry on the same. Isn't there anyone near us? Anyone at all?
We're still waiting word from the Coast Guard. They'll be checking whether Norway or Iceland can get someone out to you. Stand by on this channel. I'll see if they've any news yet. Do you want to step things up from urgency to mayday?
No. No. Urgency. What the hell difference does it make? Urgency. Out.
Due north are making headway. They'd probably have been all right if they hadn't been so far north when the storm hit. I wonder he didn't see it coming. And a hit fog now. You gotta work at luck that bad. What's the word from the Coast Guard, Sally? Anyone proceeding yet?
There's a Norwegian tanker, the Torveg Nielsen, 73 degrees north, 18 degrees east, Mr. Bedells.
Right.
You wanted him to declare a mayday, didn't you, sir?
Sometimes they don't when they should. It creeps up on them slowly. Besides, some fellows don't want to admit to it. In themselves, if you understand me. Or maybe he knows no one can reach him in time.
Oh, there are 20 perfectly able-bodied men aboard, aren't there? What are they doing if they can't get rid of this ice?
Have you ever seen a ship ice up, Sally?
No.
And it's 18 men and a boy. Apprentice. First time out. So let's hope you're right. I'll check with the skipper how things are progressing. What's his name? Do we have a name at all? I do like to know who I'm talking to.
The priest got a throw-up. Can't someone get him to do it in the bucket?
I don't know where he gets it from. He's been puking for a day and a half.
Hurts on an empty stomach, doesn't it, boy? Here, drink this.
He's filled three buckets with your tea.
Got to keep the body fluids up. Can't have him drying out. Cheer up, lad. Wind's dropped, hasn't it? She's bound to keep running high for a watch or two.
Like it's been turned off at the tap. It's eerie, almost. Never known a wind drop so fast.
Have you ever seen the sea like that? Thought for sure we were going to sink. Every wave, I thought, this is it. This is going to sink us. And when that wave hit the wheelhouse...
What? That little blow? Seen worse than that in the channel. Time past number. Seen seas higher than church steeples. Great walls of water, hard as brick. Pitching fish down on your head like a plague of frogs.
Oh, take no notice, Polly. I was shitting myself too. Didn't you hear old Thomas there singing, Oh God, our help?
Must have been Hurricane 12.
Really, Cathal, really? Never. Storm 10 maximum.
Dave would have put about in a Storm 10. I've seen him do it.
Did we run before the storm?
Run before the storm? How could Lord Jim there?
Give it a rest, White Horse. No, Paul. Skipper didn't get enough warning to run. It was up and on us in a flash.
Not enough warning? In this day and age?
He had to dodge into the wind. Understand, Paul? Nose on to the wind. If he tried to turn either way and a wave had caught us, we'd have been over quicker than sneeze.
So we're still heading the same way we were?
What? Why want to be heading home? Tired of us already, are you? Can't let a bit of weather cut down the takings, lad. It's the fish we're here for.
Oh, I thought it was so we could watch Pretty Polly there throwing on sea. Dave's slow getting us topside, isn't he?
Oh, sorry. It's the engine throbbing. I'll be all right on deck.
All right. Sounds like we could all come out from under. Why don't you take that bucket and tip it over?
Yeah, it's good for the fish, Polly.
Watch out for ice on deck, mind. And keep tight hold every minute.
Hey!
Now what?
Thomas, come and look! It's wonderful!
Oh, my God.
See what you mean, boy?
Holy Mary.
It's amazing. The wind looks like an iceberg. Great heaps of ice. Everything's twice as big. Everything's sort of double-sized with ice. And listen. The metal's sort of singing with it. And the fog. It's so beautiful.
Beautiful bit buggered. This bastard ice. Where did it come from? Last time I went for it, there was hardly a shred. There's tons of the muck.
Heavier than a late coffee.
How did he let it happen?
It would only take a knock and wave.
White Horse.
Oh, what's your trouble, Thomas? Get your hand off. There's a good old sod.
Paul, go and empty that bucket like you were told. And keep both your gloves on, right?
Right.
Look, White Horse, I don't want you frightening the lad. He's had enough frights for one trip out. No call to go get an alarm in, right?
Skipper says all hands to chip in ice. Axes from the fish room. Fire axes too if there's a need.
God bless it, Dave. It's stinking futile. We're busting a gut out there and it's just growing round us. If it drops onto the deck, it's as like to stick there as go over the side. Like glass it is underfoot. And Milosh has stuck himself in the knee with a chisel. Didn't bleed, though. Say that for it, it didn't bleed. I tell you, it's growing round us. Swear to God, we're flogging a dead horse. Can't we jack it in?
No. No, they've got to keep at it. Tell them. The nearest ship's 12 hours away. No, what else you got in mind? Sit around, have a beer, hope for a heat wave?
Ease up. All right. But I suggest a break if I were you. I'll take one anyway. You could do with a kit yourself. You've been on Irishman's watch since the weather got up. I'll take a turn, you'll go below. Where's Sparks?
In the heads. Harry? What do they think out there?
Come again? I'll get you. It's too cold out there for thinking. Milosh didn't even feel it when he stabbed himself. Feeling it now. Told him to lie down for a bit. Well, what do you mean? What do they think? Hey, look. I'm melting on the charts. Feel like a blasted snowman. Did you see that on telly? Christmas. Oh, no, you haven't got nippers, have you? Cute stuff.
We'll go under, Harry.
Well, if we don't keep chipping. No matter what.
I think so. I don't know. Yes. No matter what. She's gone. Just a matter of time. Not enough time at that. What do I say to them? What do I tell them? Do they know it already? What do I say? Get ready for it? How? How do you do that? What do people do? I don't know. Do you? How much warning do I give them?
I never wanted to know myself. Always hoped it would come out the blue. Heart attack, run over by a bus, instantaneous like.
I'm sorry then. Should have kept my mouth shut.
No. Don't mention it. Not your fault.
Isn't it? Glad you see it like that. They won't. Maybe that's what's stopping me. And the comeback I'll get. Self-preservation.
Nobody's gonna blame you, Dave. If the weather facts hadn't packed up, if you'd have had warning, if you hadn't had to change grounds, you couldn't have done any different. It's just a conspiracy. Conspiracy of unfortunates. Oh, God.
What?
Nothing, sorry. All I can think, all the things I should be thinking, and all I can think is how I shut Avis's hand in the car door. On the key, he didn't mean to. Pure accident. I had a cry. Oh, that set the kids off, didn't it? All I could hear as I turned my back, howling.
Kingston Fury, this is Portishead. Could you give us an update on your situation, Skipper Lindsay?
Lindsay here. I got a man injured, Portishead. Where's fishery support these days? Where's the Miranda?
Sorry, Kingston Fury. The Miranda's in Reykjavik for repairs. I thought I made it clear. Do you want to call to your owners yet?
Well, them. Yes, I suppose so.
On the subject, Captain. Are you still there, Captain Lindsay? Over.
On the subject, Portishead.
Yes. Can I ask, have you appraised your crew of the situation?
What? Well, they can see it for themselves, can't they? No. No, not yet.
I see, yes. Well, it's just that since we're keeping the channel open for you, you know, we thought that some of your men might want to make a phone call to their wives or someone.
And say what? Christ, it's true then.
Say again, Captain?
Yes. Yes, I see. Mothers, children. Some of them will be on the phone.
That's no problem. We'll arrange for them to be mustered to some central point. Old police station, I should think. Don't worry, it's been done before. Perfectly acceptable. No interruptions. I'll be as quick as I can. You can make a start at your end. Well, just in case, you know. Pass the time till the Torvig reaches you, eh? Stand by.
Did you hear that?
Silly bugger. Have you appraised your crew of the situation?
Phone calls? It would never have occurred to me. What am I, witness or what? It would never have crossed my mind, would it? Maybe it would. If I'd believed it was going to happen. Funny. I really thought I did. Well, so, no time to waste. She's sitting low enough already. I can feel it.
We could ditch the catch, empty the hole.
Well, make her more top-heavy. No, we'll need all the ballast we got. Tell them... Ask them to come to the wheelhouse, will you, first mate? All three watches, now.
Yes, Skipper.
Is everybody here?
Yes, Skipper. All but Jimmy Mack on the engines. And Thomas and the lad. He read the signs. Doesn't seem to think the boy ought to be in on this.
Fair enough. He's right, of course.
You know what? What signs? What is this, Dave? We ought to be chipping ice. Look, the fog's laying it on us in slabs.
Oh, grow up, Alan.
You know the score, then. Right. Right. How's the leg, Milos?
Soon it won't give me any trouble.
Oh, Jesus, I could have done without Ibsen aboard. Right. Well, for those who haven't twigged yet, first the spray, now the fog. It's laying ice on us faster than we can clear. It won't get any warmer. Not unless the wind comes round. I can't put about. Weight of the ice in the top rigging would pull us over. Sooner or later it will. Pull us over. We'll turn turtle. Or the weight will just bear down. Push the deck under. The nearest help is 12 hours away. I don't think we can last that long. Anyway.
So what is this? What are you saying?
Oh, where have you been? Settle down. We're going under, that's all. Saw it coming the moment we came topside.
Saw it coming? What are you, bloody psychic? Bloody know-all. You don't know anything.
Yeah, you were on the ladder, you, when you realised. I saw your legs go. You know as well as me.
We gotta do something, then. We gotta get it off. Use your ears, Cathal. The man's telling you. What's he telling me? God! God!
Oh, as if we didn't know already.
I didn't know. Oh, God! God. They've gotta do something. They've gotta send someone. Now the weather's fared up.
We're off the edge of the map, Alan. Besides, they got our weather down there now.
Yeah, but this is the 20th century.
What's that got to do with anything? Drowning hasn't changed much, has it? You do it just the same. Isn't over any quicker than it was.
It's over quick enough for my liking. Don't let's waste time on wondering. Day's fixed up for us all to call home. Call home, see? One at a time.
Oh, God.
It's a question God. Of one at a time, taking turns.
Sandra's not on the phone. How's that sit? That can't be right. He would fix it. He's on the phone, isn't he? One law for him, another for the rest.
Yes, they planned it specially. Just to pull rank.
They'll fetch Sandra to a phone, Alan. They're fixing it now.
What? And leave the kids on their own? All right, for him, he's got no kids to be left on their own. Nice phone in the hall, you bet. And extensions.
Don't let's get daft now.
How long do we get there?
I don't know. 5 minutes. I hadn't really thought about it.
5 minutes? Crap! 5 minutes. What's going to take us over in 5 minutes?
I think he means the ship, Dave. The ship, not the phone call.
I'm sorry, Milos. I don't know. Can't say. I never had a boat this way before. Yeah. If I had... Well, maybe we can last out. Maybe we can. There's a Norwegian on his way. The fog might even lift.
Just to be on the safe side. That's all Dave's saying.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
No
yes.
Thanks to him if you do get picked up.
No thanks to his lousy wheel work.
Well, you want to make something of it, Alan. Did I come off somewhere better than you?
Merging pig, incompetent, sodding southerner!
I wouldn't waste your time if I were you. I'd sooner be thinking of what to say, eh? Hard enough, surely. I'm jiggered if I can think what to say to that wife. She'll give me hell. We'll give Portishead my number, Sparks. I'll make a start if no other bugger's going to. The sea won't wait.
Harry, you shut your mouth! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, Maeve. Darling Maeve. Why should you go first, Harry? Cathal's got cards on him. We should use the cards, to be fair.
Okay, give them here, Cathal. Men with phones to draw. We'll make way for the rest as their people get fetched. Now take a card, Cathal. But they're your cards.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, no. I won't take one. They'll come for us. We're not going to sink. I won't let us. But what are you all standing around for? Why is that just out chipping ice? Phone calls won't serve. Get the ice off. That's the only thing. Well, come on away, don't you?
Choose a card for him, Harry. Is he on the phone or what? Does anyone know?
Stupid crud. Spend his last hours freezing to death. I'm going below and get blind. Anyone coming? I'm going to pour so much down me, you can use me for a blowtorch after. Here. Two of hearts. Call me when it's my turn, if we're still sky side of the sea. Give us the keys to the bond, Sparks.
What? Not tonight, White, off, surely.
When then? Tomorrow? Next week? Give us the keys, damn you. What's the matter, Dave? Going to tell me it's bad for my health? Yeah, I'd give up smoking like that if I were you. Shortens your life.
Look, I don't want Whitehorse getting so pissed he shoots his mouth off the little Paul. Thomas is right. I couldn't have handled it at that age. So let's keep the kid in the dark as long as possible, can we?
He's entitled to his call, same as everybody else.
Yeah, of course he is. We'll fix something up. But I couldn't have coped, not at 16, first time out.
Question is, does growing up make a difference? Take your card, Skip.
No. No, I'll go last. Maybe. Look, I'm sorry, you lot. I'll have to stay in the wheelhouse. Nothing I can do about privacy. Make out I'm not here, right? You can use the headset. That'll give you a kind of one-way privacy. And I'm not interested in what you got to say, so don't let me cramp your style. You'll only get one crack at it. The rest of you can clear off, though. You can always go and join Cathal.
I don't see you shifting from your high chair.
Fine, Alan. Here, you take it. Go on. It's all one to me. I'll go and break ice. Suits me. I never wanted to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
You hold her steady, though, huh? You don't want anyone holding you responsible when she flips.
Wait a minute.
Look! Shut it and clear off, you bastards. Can a man talk to his wife without making a bloody spectacle of himself? Oh, look at him run, eh, Dave? Scared witless of the honour of being first. I didn't draw first crack. You'd think they were more scared of their women folk than the ice.
Feeling too much.
What's that? Hey, wait up. I'm through, God help me. Hey, gorgeous. Glad you were in. Right. Yeah. Where else would you be? Still.
Feeling too much. That's what they're afraid of. Like when your hand's numb with cold and a fire makes it hurt like hell. Ache. Throb coming back to life. Thinking. C's usually a rest from thinking. Except for Milos, maybe. Overblessed with imagination, that man. Hope he keeps it to himself now. Generally, the sea thinks for you. Fish here, sail now to catch the tide, dodge north, run south. Makes us all a bit like Alan's wife. God help us. Poor dumb little Sandra. Whatever Alan tells her, that's what she does. No demur, no opinion. She won't cope. Not like Ruth. Ruth will cope. Thank God. No worries there.
Right. Yeah. Still. Look, love. That's right. Ship to shore. Isn't it, though? Wonders of modern science. Nipper's in bed yet? No. Yes, I can hear him. Amazing, isn't it? Way up north. Spitsbergen way. Thousands of miles. Look, Avis. No, in a minute. I'll talk to him in a minute. Look, Avis, I haven't got long. Tell him Dada will talk to him in a minute. Oh, all right, then. Hello? Jimmy? Oh, been a good boy, have you? Are you? Did you? I hope you're looking after your mum. No, I've not. Does it? Well, we'll have to think about it, our mum and I. Maybe for your birthday. If you'll be a good boy and look after our mum, will you do that for me? Promise, Dada? No. I'm not cross. Of course I'm not cross. I ran to say goodnight, didn't I? Big kiss. Remember, Dada loves you. Hey, Jamie, don't hang up. Jamie, don't put the phone back. That's a good boy. Give it to Mummy now. Let's talk to our mum. No, I don't want to talk to Ethan. Not just now, sweetheart. Not just now, darling. Sleep tight, half pint. Avis? Oh, God, I thought he'd hung up on me. You wish what? Oh, yeah. I wish I could see him too. Honest to God. What? Oh, no, nothing really. Just to say goodnight, like, give you a surprise. Tell you I love you, sort of thing. Yeah, must be, mustn't I? Still. Lovely to hear your voice. No, I'm on my own. Got the wheelhouse to myself. No, Dave won't mind, I guarantee. You take care of yourself, you hear? Give my love to Moppet. Yes, I can hear her. No, don't give her the phone, Avis. Don't. You know she only... Moppet? Hello? Is Dada here? Say hello to Dada. Go on. Please. Just to please me. Say night to Dada. Say night, Dada. Say it for Dada. She smiles at the phone, you know, my smallest. Can't get her to speak. Just smiles and hangs up on you.
You didn't... Well, not that I was listening, you know. But you didn't...
No. Couldn't when it came to it. Sounds easy enough, but it's better this way.
Not really the stuff of telephones, is it? Right between Blue Peter and John Craven's newsroom. Hello there, it's Dada. Just called to say I'm going down, remember me?
I was going to say you didn't ask her about her hand.
Blast! Neither did I. Hell and damnation. Oh, it's done now. I would have, maybe, if the tiddler hadn't hung up on me. Better get the next man. Blast! Dave, if you take my advice, you won't remind the men what they didn't say. They'll think of it soon enough after. And that way, you might stand to keep the face on your head. Just a friendly piece of advice.
Will you take the will then, damn you? Think I want to stand here and go through that 18 times over? What a fine kind of torment this is they've invented.
Comes with a job, fella. What do you think you're paid for? Anyway, listen in. Learn by our mistakes. Is that why you wanted to go last? Pick up some useful tips. Something to crib from when you call Ruth.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Kingston Fury, Kingston Fury, this is Portishead. Are you ready with the next call?
Come on, what's keeping him? What? What just mean no answer? There must be an answer.
Give it over now, Cathal. If they can't get through, they can. Fetch up one of the others. We'll give her a chance to get back. She probably just stepped out to the offie.
No, not there.
The laundrette, then.
Someone ought to answer. Hello? Hello, who's that?
Oh. All right. It's Potter's Head, Skip. They've got the owners on the line. You best take it out.
Thanks, Cathal. Look, write that number on the wall there. I'll get them to keep trying it between whiles. And don't worry about it, you hear? Kingston Fury, Skipper Lindsay here. What do you need out of me, then? Quick as you like. I got men want to use the line. Look, if it makes any difference to Lloyd's, I got 1,200 kit aboard before the storm, and I logged 3 days back that weather fax had packed up. It's what? Oh, yes. Yes, regrettable. That's the word for it.
Regret. Chagrin. Ruth. Ah, Ruth. The ship's bursting with it. I could feel it lying in the bilges, sliding about in the hold, squirming in with the fear. Weighs in the pelvis, doesn't it, my fellow men? I see you going to and fro to the heads. I can see you all from up here, like God on a mountain top. He doesn't intervene either, I notice. I think maybe this is all he ever did. Does. Stand and watch and wish things could have turned out different. No angelic air-sea rescue. And the lot of us just shifting about in his hold like a load of dead fish ready for freezing. Am I supposed to say something to them? Ship's captain, in loco God? Well, what have I got? 2 Catholics, a Methodist, and a bunch of do-it-yourselfers spend their Sunday mornings down Texas home care when they're not on the fish. Oh, dear God, don't let them ask me for a service. Bad enough having to hear their confession.
Cathal says it's my turn for the telephone, like. Never were such times. All mod comms, eh? Very technological.
Yeah. Everything but a rescue, Thomas. They're priming the boy's mother, by the way. She's been forewarned. She won't say anything, not unless he's twigged already.
No. The men have been pretty good, thanks be. Though I don't trust White Horse to hold his tongue. Not now he's got a bottle inside him. Could you get that number for me, Skipper? I haven't got my reading glasses on me.
Right. Portishead Radio, this is Kingston Fury. Link us up, please, to Hull 80674. Who is it, Thomas? I didn't know you got family. You never talked about one.
Nor do you neither. Though there's rumours you got a wife. No, I haven't got family, as a matter of fact. Lost my missus way back. Good friends, though. Friends is all right, isn't it? Thought I'd call up old Peter Fraser. Give him something to talk about at the mission, like.
Yeah, they got through for you. Here.
You believe in heaven and hell, don't you, Thomas?
Naturally. My mother and father told me about one, and I seen the other for myself. Naturally, I believe it.
Naturally.
Hello? Pete? It's Tom here. Ship to shore. Tom Monday, you know, from the mission. Arctic Maiden. Cod Wars. Regular at the Covenant Hall. That's me. Now you have me. Well, I say you cheerio then, man. Say my piece to any of the old boys, like. Say I'll be looking out for them come Judgment Day. Bye!
Don't really believe in telephones, do you, Thomas? More man to man. Could have got a job on the Goodwins.
Dine out on that for a 12-month, boy. I'll be legendary up and down the missions. Do you hear about Thomas Monday? Veritable voice from the sea. Rain in the wilderness got nothing on it.
You do a good line of bravado, I'll give you that.
Bravado? What's that when it's at home? I'm a piece with my maker, son. If there was more like me, you wouldn't see so many ships pull down.
What are you saying? You old... That it's a judgment... God takes a mean average through the crew, and if it scores too low, whap, it's down where the white lilies grow.
I'm saying nothing. I'm just saying that some can expect to wash about a long while before they get raised up to glory.
Thomas, you say so much as half as that to any man aboard us, so help me, you'll see heaven sooner than you were reckoning. Now you piss off out of here.
What was that about, smug bugger?
Elected to heaven on his own vote, he was.
Jealous?
No. Irritated, that's all. His mother probably sewed herself blind embroidering holy texts in place of wallpaper. Now he thinks he's going to float off on a raft of them, leave the rest of us behind. I just can't think it's that simple. Besides, he's hard on the ears.
Kingston Fury, Kingston Fury, this is Portishead. Come in, please. We've placed your next call.
I need to go to the heads. Hold the fort for a bit, will you, Harry?
Don't you want to find out who this is for?
I know who it's for. It'll be Paul's mother. I'll send him up to take it.
You shit.
I was going to.
Skipper said I was to come up here. Got a surprise for me or something.
Surprise? Yeah. Keep you from getting homesick. Got your mum on the big set for a talk, like.
Oh, no.
Well, pick it up, lad. Pick it up. Don't mind me. Can hear better with the ears on, you know.
Oh, she didn't. Oh, mate, tell me she didn't. Not phone.
What's wrong with that? Pick up the receiver, then. Keep your middle fingers on the button while you're talking. Well, no point in running up the bill arguing about it. Pick it up, will you?
Hello? Mum? Oh, Mum. Did you have to? Oh, makes me look a right brownie with the other men. Makes me look a real... How could you? I'll never forgive you for this, Mum. What do you mean? They're all right. They're great. Good value blokes. Don't have their mothers phoning them up, that's a fact. Oh, shut up, Mum. Don't go all daft on me. No. Can I hang up first, mate? She's gone all daft on me.
You talk to your mother, lad. We fixed it up special. Initiation. It's a regular thing.
Oh, Mum! You still there? Mate says it's all right. A regular thing. For us techie learners. But I can't stop long, mind. I'm chipping ice with Thomas, see? Chipping ice. It's all over the place. Incredible. Bloody cold, though. Bloody.
Watch your mouth, boy. Mother doesn't want any of your forecastle mouth.
Do you know... The tea freezes solid in the cup, just fetching it from the galley to the wheelhouse. And White Horse burned himself just touching the rail. White Horse. We just call him that. I don't know why. Why'd we call him White Horse, mate?
Because he's a drinker. Whiskey.
Because he's... Oh, I don't know why we call him that. But he says if you fell in now, the blood would freeze in your veins and burst and bang. Just like that. You'd never know what hit you. Tell Scott we were in a hurricane. Force 12. Sees higher than church steeple, swear to God. And one broke over the wheelhouse and cracked the window. And now it leans all over to one side. And we've caught cod and reds and haddock. But we're still only half full. And I get to pull their guts out. And Thomas says, in summer, it never gets dark. It's dark now, mind. Is it out where you are? Is it out where Mummy's, mate?
Yes, son. Very dark where she is.
There's sun for just a bit. Last time I saw it, it was snowing ice and the sun was catching it and it looked like Cheryl's come dancing dress with all the sequins. Right now, it's like being in the sky, flying in the sky. Foxy! Look, I gotta go now, Mum. Dave's back. That's the skipper. We all call him that. We're all mates, like. It's great. See ya. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Ta-ra. Okay. Thanks. Yes, Mum. All right. Oh, Mum. Oh, don't go on. Women, eh, Skipper? Women.
Whose guts do you get to pull out, son?
Well, the fishes, of course.
Of course. Push along, there's a good lad. Get a bit done. Write a letter or something. To your dad.
Well,
what's the matter with that?
Nothing. It's just that I'm not allowed. Mum says I wasn't to, since he went off, like.
Yeah, but you're your own man now, aren't you? On this ship, we don't let women get away with that sort of rubbish. Right?
Righto, Skipper.
He gets to pull their guts out. Is that what he said? I'm going to put about, Harry. I'm going to try to bring her around.
Right, yeah?
If she goes over, she goes over.
Okay.
Now, this minute.
Your decision.
Yes, damn you.
Doesn't seem quite fair on the women. No one's been rounded up for the phone calls, I mean. If we try and manoeuvre now.
Well, perhaps you're right. Better hang on a bit, then.
Kingston Fury, this is Portishead. Your signal's fading a bit. Can you go down 4 megs, please? Channel 406.
Where's Sparks? Sparks!
Here, Captain. Here.
They want us to retune. Down 4 megs. Channel 406.
Very good. Going down 4 megs, Porty said. Out on 6. And thanks for your assistance.
Good luck, Kingston Fury.
Harry.
I gather Whitehorse has burnt his hand touching the rail. Did you see him?
Yeah, he's getting anaesthetised as a newt in his bunk. Harry, they're having trouble finding Cathal Flynn's wife. She's out and about.
Is she?
There's police storming around Hull looking for her.
Are they?
Do I tell them where to look?
Do you know where to look?
I could take a flying guess, so could you.
I could, but I wouldn't. Not for her benefit.
Oh, screw her. It's Cathal I'm thinking about. He's got blinkers bigger than the milkman's horse. Thinks the sun shines out of her.
There's no accounting.
So I told them to try Mayhew's place.
I see. Why not? Funny. Everyone in Hull's going to know her business after this. All to keep Cathal from knowing it.
Kingston Fury, are you ready for Mrs. Atwood?
It's a woman. They've put a bloody woman on it. Atwood? Who's Atwood?
That's Alan. I'll go and get him.
What in bugger is going on up there, me lot? Someone hammering the bolt flat.
It's Alan. He had a hard time with Sandra. She didn't understand about the RT, seemingly. Thought she had to say over between every breath. Like the stops in a telegram. Also, she kept telling him he must do something. Make somebody do something, fix it. Suppose it seems like that on land.
Expect you write to Esther Ransom to gripe.
They haven't seen it. They haven't felt it under them. Miles and miles of cold.
Oh, shut it, me lass. Don't start.
You're sinking and sinking. An hour for the coins in your pocket even to touch bottom. And the shrimps feeling their way toward you in the dark, eh? Feeling their way. I had a friend once, too much Christmas, went overboard in the Firth of Forth. They found him New Year. Got me to identify the body. Had to go by his jersey, didn't I? The shrimps had taken his face. No problem knowing the jersey. He'd borrowed it off me. That's how they came to ask me. They thought first it was me, see? They weren't far out.
I'm going to do myself a favour, me Losh, and never ship with you again.
Never be found, us. Not till the sea gives up its dead. Be more than faces missing, then. Think of it. The part that'll go first.
Oh, you foul-mouthed bloody foreigner. What do you want to wallow in it for? Have a drink, for Christ's sake.
After 30 years, I'm still a foreigner to you. Not out here, my friend. The fish, they're the locals. All those fish dead in the hold. Soon they'll be back in the ocean where they belong, and we'll be the ones out of our element. Gaping at the gills. It's one up for the fish, if you think about it.
I warned you.
Now, white horse, take it easy.
If I had my hands, I'd shut your mouth, so help me. Sea's really running still. I must make my call if I'm going to catch the cheap rate.
Your 3 sheets gone, that's what. You shouldn't drink, you're mad to drink it away. Paul, what are you doing here? We thought you were out on the deck with Thomas.
Have you got a penny?
Look, you boy! Come in. Have a drink instead.
Can I? Thomas said I mustn't.
Oh, go on, have a drink. Won't kill you, will it, Milos? The drink won't kill him. Take no notice of that poor-faced Paul boy. He won't drink. He wants every last minute wide awake.
White horse.
What's the matter? He's got rights too. Pretty Polly's got rights too. Damp your old biscuit.
Does Sparks know?
Everybody knows, except you, boy. Does Sparks know what?
That you've got the bond locker open.
Give me the key himself. Special dispensation. Skip's granted an extended license. Booze for the workers. That's you.
That's all right, then.
That's all right, then. Drink it down and I'll tell you a story to go to bed on.
White horse, don't.
Once upon a time, there was a boatload of trawlermen all bound for... Hell!
It's Alan! He's gone in off the starboard! Was up swiping at the trawl door with an axe! Went clear over!
Why have we stopped, Skipper?
Man overboard. You called man overboard.
Yeah, but she'll roll without way, Dave.
She will. She'll wallow, Skip.
Shine your light on the water, won't you, Rich? Can't see a thing.
It just lights the fog, Thomas. You won't see any better. And somebody get that boy below, will you? Put some liquor down him.
We should put out a line, then.
Oh, for the love of God, get on the way, Skipper.
She's turning on the swell.
We've got to get him out. We've got to try, at least.
Why? What for? For what?
We'll be all together. Comrade.
Comrade corpses.
Start the engines, Dave. Alan's gone. We'll go over.
Please, Skip. I've not made me call you.
Start engines. Start engines now.
Kingston Fury. This is Portishead. Do you have any more callers for us?
Portishead. This is Kingston Fury. We have a casualty. Man overboard. Presumed dead. Well, dead. Alan Atwood. The wife's probably still at Hull Police Station, if they want to tell her. And can you give another try to Flynn's number?
You shame to get your turn, won't it, Dave?
Piss off. You think I don't want to get to an end of this pantomime? Goes on forever. Queue's longer than the doll on Tuesday.
Kingston Fury. Is Mr. Flynn there with you? In the wheelhouse?
Go and get him, Harry. Quick, sharp. Give us a minute, Portishead. We're fetching him.
No, Captain. It's just that the Flynn woman's been located. The address was correct that you gave us.
In you come, Kettle. He was right at the foot of the ladder, Skip.
I just wanted to tell you while he was out of earshot. She refuses to take the call.
No, Portishead.
Refuses, understood. She won't go home. The phone won't answer. She's staying put where she is. Hard to believe some people.
Well, you take some credit in, darling. Sorry, Cathal, it's a false alarm. No joy with making the connection yet.
I heard. Tell him just to keep trying that number I gave you. Tell him to try it now.
But Cathal...
Just tell him! That number I wrote down, Dave.
Portishead. Would you call that number again? I have Mr. Flynn beside me, at my shoulder. Never mind the apologies. Just call it. All right, darling? Let it ring. It's no big deal, Cathal. Look at Alan. He'd have been fine if he'd not talked to Sandra. I would be bothering myself. More grief than it's worth.
We mean her.
Yeah, well, you would say that, Sparks, wouldn't you?
We have an answer, Kingston Fury. Stand by.
I'm in the galley if you need me.
Yeah, me too.
Hello? Hello?
Use the headset, Cathal. Plugs in there.
Oh, right. Hello? It's Cathal Flynn here. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry to trouble you, Father. Yes, I know you have been. Been calling you for hours. But the boat's going down that I'm on, you see, and I haven't either last rights. Does it count over the telephone, would you say? Ah, well. Obliged just for thinking that. Might you begin now?
Fetch the book, man.
Cathal. Cathal, you pulled the plug. Cathal! Can you keep watch while you talk? Can you not step up here and man the bridge so I can leave you in peace? Well, at least plug in the headset, man.
Accept him into the joy of your kingdom. Though he has failed and sinned, he has not denied the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but has believed and has worshipped God the Creator. Accept him into the joy of your kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Cathal, am I to take comfort to your wife, to Maeve?
I finish your dinner first, Father. Breakfast, too, come to that. She has comfort coming from other quarters presently. Time enough after. I'd best get off the set now, Father, if you don't mind.
Very good, Cathal. God bless. I'll pray for you all.
You never intended to call her. You never even gave them Maeve's number.
If I'd had two shots, maybe. First things first, though, there's more important things than women at a time like this. Especially women like that.
Women like what, Cathal? I thought she was one of God's own angels, hearing you talk.
Ah, but there's talking and there's knowing, isn't there, Dave? I'm not 100% fool, you know. No matter what Maeve thinks of. That's Steve Mayhew or Paddy Foster or any of the other bastards that gets their leg over while I'm on the fish. You can't blame them. You've seen her. Beautiful as sin. And you can't blame her. Silly little strumpet. Odd to hear the last rites feeling so healthy. Never imagined it like that. Who am I to send up to you next?
Kingston Fury. Kingston Fury. This is Portishead Radio. You should have contact with the Torvag Nielsen. Can you confirm?
My trace is packing up, Portishead. Both, in fact. Sparks has been up to free the scanners twice. But he's no sooner down than they're icing again.
Well, the Nielsen thinks she has you on radar now. She's making towards you at best speed. Also, I have a Mrs. Wesker at the police station. Dorothy Wesker.
You hear that, Cathal? Tell the men. Tell them the Norwegian has us on radar. 40 miles maximum. Empty the bond. Fetch me a rum while you're about it. Tell them help's coming, Cathal.
I will if there's any left. White Horse is pretty much drunk as joy. He's dead to the world.
But his wife's on the line now. Get him up here.
He's not up to it, Skip. He's out cold. He's been working hard at it for 5 hours.
Damn him, drunken bum. Sparks!
Skip!
Here, take the wheel. Right. I'll get him myself. Make your own call, why don't you? While you've got some privacy. Come on, Cathal. Come and help me get White Horse out of his stable.
I told you, Skipper, it's no use.
Come on, White Horse. Let's be having you. Got your wife on the line. It's your call, Wesker. Don't you want to make your call?
Last call. Time, gentlemen, please.
Shut it, Milosh. And let me get him on his feet. Couldn't you have kept him this side of dead? And what's the boy doing down there? Who got him in that state?
You said to get liquor down him. White Horse went to it with a will. He'll sleep right through now.
Return him on his face at least, or he'll choke on his own vomit.
Shame.
I don't mind Paul so much, but Wesker's different. Now give me a hand, damn you.
No good. He's way past that. Look at him. Leave him be, why can't you? It's what he was after.
But his wife, man. She's been fetched to the phone. She's sitting there expecting something. And she's gonna get it. Wesker! Come on, Wesker, wake up! Isn't there something I can tip over him?
Plenty of sea outside.
Thanks for nothing. Come to think of it, I haven't seen you up at the set.
Neither will you.
Well, want to make yourself a stop while I get this one conscious? Give Sparks 5 minutes. He's on the wire himself at the moment.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Well, you're not going to call? You? The one that cables flowers on Valentine's Day? Well, is the knee that bad, then? I'll give you a hand up there.
Not obligatory, is it?
Why, man? Christ, I thought we'd never get you off the thing. I thought you'd be waxing lyrical. Left, right and centre, you're all words, you.
Yes. Well, words won't serve now, as Cato said. At least, they only serve to blunt the knife, so it goes in slower. Go slower into my Anna. Whatever I said, it couldn't be enough. I think after I should have said this, I shouldn't have said that. Same for her. I can see the sound waves almost. Flying over the water. Like rungs you could climb along hand over hand from here to Hazel Road. If they took any weight, which they don't. She'd climb out towards me with her soul, and I'd climb out towards her. And splash. There's something real grotesque about how the words can get home, and we can't. I've never envied my own gob before now.
What when she hears? What when she finds out the other man called? What does she think?
Maybe she'll think I don't rate her. Maybe she'll think I didn't even call her to mind. Okay by me. Better if she took a dislike to me. I even thought of that. Calling her and slanging her off. Saying something truly vile. Just so she'd fire up against me. Just so she'd say, God damn you, Milosh. Good riddance. But you can take a good idea too far, eh, Skipper? So I just won't call if it's all the same with you. Well, even if it isn't come to that. You're getting nowhere with him. Leave him in peace, the poor sod.
Yeah, that means I have to make the call for him.
Perk of the job, man.
Thanks. The Norwegians got us on our radar, you know? We've only got to hold out a couple of more hours. She's on her way.
So it's Christmas, but it's still only September.
Take good care of yourself then, Chris. And remember, however it turns out, I love you, Chris. I love the very soul of you. Bye now. Goodbye and God bless.
You put us to shame, Sparks. So collected. Such words at your back. I never met your lady, did I?
Chris?
But did I?
Well, not unless you wait at Station Hotel. He's chef there.
Yeah, still. You still put us to shame. I'm starting to think I've walked about with my eyes shut for 10 years.
First time in my life I could ever do that. Rise out. People listening in, even. Well, you listening in. It takes a whole ocean keeping us apart before I can see it straight out. It puts things in the right scale, doesn't it? No, you never met Chris. I wish you had. You'd really like him. I wish I'd...
Now, do you have to? Don't say you wish, for Pete's sake. Makes you sound like a school kid. Tell them to tie us up with the drunk's wife, will you?
Sorry, yeah. Portishead. Portishead, this is Kingston Fury. Put us on to police station, will you?
An ocean keeping you apart. That's nothing new. The ocean's always been between Ruth and me. I'd put it there before we ever started, almost. Ruth calls it the other woman. It's true. You are. And a right heartless bloody tart. I humiliated myself for you. When the Navy were done with me, I went decky just to stay with you. and Ruth stuck by me. I brought her down with me. Look at you. How I slugged my guts out these 10 years to master you. How did a frigid whore like you work the magic? And all you meant to give me in the end was one roll in your wet sheets.
Oh, take it off me, Skipper. It's White Horse's, missus.
And the headset, fella. Look sharp. Mrs. Wesker? Skipper Lindsay here of the Kingston Fury. I don't know what they've told you. Ah, I see. Good. Well, I'm sorry, but White... Jesus, Sparks, what's he really called?
Jack, I think. Jack.
Jack can't come to the Will House just now. You can probably imagine it's all hands turn two just now, if we're going to save her. And Jack's worth 10 of the rest to me on deck. Well, you could guess that. But he gave me a message. I'll try to pass it on as exact as I can. He said to tell you... Whatever he said, it couldn't be enough. He'd think afterwards that he should have said that, or... shouldn't have said the other, and that he'd envy the words out of his own mouth because they could reach you when he couldn't. I'm sorry, it's the cold, you know. Makes it hard to get the words out. Jack says to take care of yourself, and that he has nothing but you in his head now. Not fear, not cold, not anything for thinking about you. What? Oh, yes, well, I took it the children were included in that. Yes. Yes, I'm sure I've seen them. Yeah, pinned over his bunk. Yes. Yeah, fine-looking children. There's a lot of him in them. Yes, Mrs. Wesker, of course I like Jack. We all do. He's a good man. Look, have you got something I can... Well, have you got a message? I'm sorry, but I do have to clear the radio shortly.
White Horse do well for a man three parts embalmed.
Right, yes, I'll tell him, yes. I'll remember, no, I won't forget. Would you hang up now, please, Mrs. Wesker?
What's the message, then?
What? Oh, I don't know, I wasn't listening. What does it matter? Can't deliver it, can I? I didn't know White Horse had children.
Is Milos coming up, Skipper?
No, Milos has said his piece. Did you know that White Horse had children? I didn't know.
Well, that just leaves you then, Skipper.
Yes. Yes. Look at her, Harry. Look. Covered over like a piece of furniture under a dust sheet. All her shape's gone. All her lines. Just curtains and slabs of ice. Water's teeming right up to her lips. Just brimming them. Doesn't feel like a ship bearing down, does it? Just like the seas rising up all around. Why aren't they up here tearing my throat out, Harry? I did this to them. Why does nobody say it?
We got other things on our minds, Frankie. Nobody really thinks it would have gone much different with a real trawlerman on the wheel.
You mean a northerner? Real trawlerman? What have I been doing these last 10 years?
Missing the Navy, as far as I can judge. Missing the Navy and feeling like you let your wife down because you're out of running for Admiral of the Fleet. Because you're only a trawlerman.
Only a trawlerman?
Oh, I know you never thought the less of anybody else for following the fish, but it hedged you off, kind of thing. Wishing things had gone different. Of course, right now, I could wish I was in the Navy in some bloody great ship off Belize or somewhere.
Now, that's what she married, didn't she? White duck and a credit rating at Geeves and Hawks. Cross sabres at the church door. Stands to reason. Besides, there were other ways I let her down.
Is that her talking?
No. Goes without saying.
Seems to me too much is going to go without saying if you don't pull your finger out. For pity's sake. Aren't you going to call the woman? Aren't you?
Well, it's not obligatory, is it?
Must have been a time when I could have done different. There must have been a time for letting her go, when I didn't. I hung on and hung on. This pain... it's not just an accident. doesn't just settle without you deserve it. You have to neglect something. Put yourself in the wrong places at the wrong times. It's my fault. I know it is. Maybe if I found the right words to say, I'll quit the sea. Let's go home. Let's go south again. Let's make a son. Let's make a son. Instead of being clapped up in ice now, listening to men saying goodbye to things I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. Like I can't imagine warmth. Heat. Sweat.
Jesus, Gabe, get up. What's the matter with you? Sparks, get some brandy from the bond.
Right.
Jesus, man, how can I take a proper look at you if you curl up like a bloody hedgehog? Dave! Dave, let go of the frigging column, damn you! What's the matter with you? Give over holding yourself in like that.
It's her, Harry. It's her. She weighs inside me like bloody lead, man. I want to talk to her. I need to talk to her. Christ! All the while I've stood here and listened to men telling their womenfolk how sorry they are. And her growing inside me like a cancer until I'm bursting with her.
So call her. Quick! Before you lose the chance.
No.
Why not? What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of hearing it in her voice.
What, mate? Hearing what?
What's she got left but to hate me, Harry? Is this what I used her life up for? For this? No kids. A semi-detached widow 200 miles away from home. I meant to give her everything. And in the end, is this the crowning glory? A blunt knife, Milos calls it. A blunt knife pushed down a telephone. What if we'd had kids, Harry? There'd be something left for her. There'd be something left of us. Jesus. Jesus, why can't I remember her voice, Harry? Why can't I remember the sound of her voice?
Kingston Fury, Kingston Fury. This is Portishead Radio. Are you ready with your next call?
No more calls, Portishead, no more.
Except your own, Skipper. Coming up.
I said no more, Portishead.
Oh, but surely, Skipper.
Have you been doing this job long, darling?
I'm sorry, Skipper.
Don't be.
But I made the connection.
You what?
I'm sorry.
Portishead Radio Station. Mrs. Lindsay. Thank you. You don't need to explain. I've been expecting you. Do you have a call for me?
You must. It would have been the
police otherwise. I do have a call. I mean... All right,
Portishead, get off the line, will you? Been expecting you. Word's gone round Hessel like wildfire. Seems like there's women on every street corner with their aprons in their mouths.
Never mind that, Sparks. Give him the brandy, and let's you and me clear out to the galley.
Ruth?
Yes?
A second drawer down in the chest of drawers. You'll find all the documents you need. They're in a grey envelope marked Sun Life. Get the bank to help you if you don't understand anything, or although you're better at that sort of thing than I am, really, aren't you? Kingston's will fix you up for you to get a lump sum. And then the widow's is paid monthly in advance, as I remember. You'll find all about it with the other. If there's a hold-up, if you need a sub, Addison's the man to contact. No need to panic. The insurance will pay off the mortgage and leave a bit beside. Well, I expect you'll want to get back to Portsmouth. Pricey, but I thought if you went with your mother...
David, stop!
It seems I have both sets of keys for the car with me. It's stupid. It's in the lock-ups behind the Roro. Well, you'll maybe need to ask the garage for a new set and get them to adjust the clutch plate. Well, there's an awful screaming.
What am I going to do, David?
Oh, you'll manage fine. You're a very self-sufficient sort of lady. I haven't any worries on that score.
Haven't you? Well, good for you, sunshine.
You know what I mean. Ruth, you want the other stuff, then? I can't think why. It won't do you any good. But yes, all right, I'm sorry. There. It's easy to apologize for dying. I mean, we all make mistakes. But the rest of it... If there were words to cover it, I'd have said them before now, I suppose. Why should there be words to cover everything? British Telecom operate on a vast misapprehension there.
I wish I never married you.
Yes, well, like I said, we all make mistakes.
Even after we're married, down south. I remember when we were separate, two people. When you were in the Navy, you had enough with that. And I was only really married when you were home off duty. But I've forgotten how to be like that now. Just one.
If I'd given you children, it wouldn't feel like that.
Oh, yes, it would, it would. That's not what I'm saying, man. It's you. It's you. Oh, David, I wish I'd sailed with you. Like wives do on tankers, some of them. I should have. I wish I could have. I wish I had. Oh,
don't. Hush. Hush, hush. Sail with me. Jesus, it doesn't bear thinking of. Sail with me. Listen to me, Ruth. Listen. From where I am, I can see my crime spread out white all over the ship. They're heavy enough already. You wouldn't add to them, would you? God, woman. Sail with me. What an appalling thought. Besides, you get seasick on Clarence Pier, don't you, eh? Come on, admit it, don't you?
Yes. I suppose you're right.
And you have to be my immortality, woman. I sure as hell haven't made my mark any other way. There's only you to remember me for the great achiever I really was, eh?
Give me some credit. To think I'd have married an or so, Ran.
I think you was had, girl. I brought a canary once in City Beside. When I got it back to the ship, it was a sparrow painted yellow. Died of the painting, too.
I wasn't had. I bought a canary and got home to find it was a steaming great golden eagle. Couldn't keep it, of course. They won't let you keep a thing that lovely. Had to let it go. Tore my heart out before it went, mind.
They should have let you keep it. It's lost without you. Listen. I want you to go and see Anna Krasodomska and tell her. Tell her Milos loved her too much to call. Will you do that for me? Do you think she'll grasp that? I did, almost, while he was explaining it. Ruth, the sun's rising. We've lasted out the night. The fog's full of it again. Ice and sun. Like that disgusting goldwasser Milos drank at Christmas. All glitter in suspension. I can't tell you how pretty it is. Can't begin to tell you.
You and your beloved sea.
It isn't like weather out there at all. There's not an inch of paintwork showing. Fury's beautiful. White, like a bride. I keep half expecting to see the Northern Lights. I'd like you to have seen them. They make you believe in... Milos says they're the gates of heaven. You have to be the one to hang up. I can't do it from my end. Only you can break the connection, do you understand? Hang up now, Ruth. There's a good girl. And don't say anything final. No, that's not final.
So you can say it too?
Yes, I can say it. I love you. My dear wife.
Sorry, Dave, but the wind's getting up again.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it must be. I can see as far as the pulpit rail. Spindrift, too. More ice. Hey, look at that. I'm sweating.
I've got news for you, fella. That's not cold sweat.
Salt water, isn't it? What's the difference? Never thought to sweat this far north.
Kingston Fury, this is Portishead Radio. would you contact the Torveig Nielsen direct on VHF, channel 16, to discuss assistance when they get to you? Kingston Fury, do you have your sprocs on hand? You're within VHF range of the Torveig Nielsen. Kingston Fury, please respond.
We shall be maintaining an open line for you until such time as a pickup has been effected. Kingston Fury, this is Portishead on channel 406. Do we still have contact, Kingston Fury? Kingston Fury, this is Portishead Radio. Please respond. Torveig Nielsen, this is Portishead Radio. Do you have radar contact with the distressed vessel?
Negative, Portishead. I have lost radar contact with this target. I had him, but now I have not him. However, my damn trace is freezing. I cannot say for sure. Please advise, Portishead. Please advise.
Kingston Fury, this is Portishead. Come in, please. Kingston Fury, please respond.
In Last Call by Geraldine McCaughrean, David Calder played the skipper. Edward Peel was Harry, Malcolm Rayburn, Milosh, Robin Polly, White Horse, and Neil McGrath, Sparks. Mark Spaulding was Alan, David Williams, Thomas, Paul Downing, Paul, and Martin Buchan, Cathal. Barbara Martin played Ruth, John Graham Davies, Beddles, and Nita Gale, Sally. The play was directed in Manchester by Tony Cliff.